Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Immunity to Change, How to Overcome It and Unlock the Potential in Yourself and Your Organization, by Robert Keegan and Lisa Lasco Leahy, narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Publisher's note: this audiobook is packaged with bonus material, which has been included on the first audio and MP3 CD. If you downloaded this audiobook in a digital format, please visit Tantor.com and type Immunity to Change into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then click on PDF Extra 1. When prompted, enter the access code LEADERSHIP to access the bonus material. Preface. This book has literally taken us our whole professional lives to write. Advanced reviewers say you will find here an entirely novel but thoroughly road-tested approach to bringing about significant improvements in individuals and groups in the workplace. Well, it's true that our road is well paved. The ideas and practices you will learn about here have been put to good use by a national railway in Europe, an international financial services company, one of America's most admired technology companies, the leadership of a statewide child welfare agency, superintendents and their principals in several U.S. school districts, senior partners in the world's leading international strategy consulting firm, and the fastest-growing labor union in America. But it has also been a winding road, and to tell the truth, we didn't set out originally to work on the problem we are now getting credit for solving: how to close the gap between what people genuinely intend to do and what they are actually able to bring about. 25 years ago, we would have been of little use to these organizations. Though we knew then we were on a trail worth a lifetime of exploration, we had no idea or plan that it would bring us to leaders and their teams in public and private sectors in the United States, Europe, Asia, and Africa. We began as academic psychologists researching the development of mindsets and mental complexity in adulthood, with one of us, Keegan, taking the lead in the development of a new theory, and the other, Leahy, taking the lead in developing the research method and assessment procedures to test and refine it. We proceeded in the 1980s to uncover something that has been fascinating us and fellow researchers and practitioners all over the world ever since. We discovered the possibility of life after adolescence. Despite the popular, and at that time even scientific, belief that our minds, like our bodies, don't get any taller after adolescence, we found that some of our adult research subjects were able to evolve whole patterns of increasingly complex and agile ways of apprehending the world. While few attained the most advanced growth patterns our investigations revealed, it was apparent through longitudinal research, carefully assessing and reassessing the same people over many years, that when people did evolve, it was always in the same sequence. Each new mental plateau gradually overcame the systematic limitations of the prior one. Further research eventually demonstrated that each qualitative leap forward enhances not only people's ability to see into themselves and their world, but to act more effectively as well. You will learn more about these mental plateaus in the first chapter of this book. But we also saw that many people did not evolve a whole new mental system after adolescence, and if they moved at all, it wasn't far. Since we have always been educators at heart and have spent our university lives not in a school of management but a school of education, we wanted to know whether one could do anything to support these shifts in the expansiveness and complexity of our mindsets. Were such advances just a matter of fate and random variation, completely out of our hands? Or could people actually be helped to grow? This took us further down our road throughout the 1990s and led us to a second discovery. We had been studying the evolution of mental development from the outside, as it were, seeking to describe the structure of each way of meaning-making, why it created the reality it did, what changed in a structure when it evolved. But now, without our quite realizing it, we were finding our way into the inner dynamics, in particular a sort of master motive.